This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Here's the pitch. Trickled back to the mound. Urshela fields first base side. Runs to first. Underhand toss. Gurriel's there in time, and the ball game's over. The Royals shut out the Nationals for the second straight night and win a second straight game. Royals 3, Nationals nothing. And the Royals are that much closer to securing a postseason berth for the first time since 2015. Now 84-74, and a much-needed win down the stretch. Only 4 games to go, and the Royals can just about taste it.
Can you taste it?
What does it taste like?
Victory.
What success. Does victory taste like? Is it a steak at Hy-Vee today for $10, or is it
more expensive than that?
Is it a lobster tail? Is it like what does it taste like to you this morning, man? Like, what's that taste of victory?
Tastes like that Friday after work cold beer on the patio.
There you go. That's a good taste. I like that taste of victory.
Nice little stick next to your glass. Hell, it tastes like a glass of Blanton's.
There you go.
On the rocks.
That's what the clincher will taste like.
Yeah.
That's what the clincher will taste like.
Magic number is 3.
Twins came back and won last night.
Damn them.
I texted you they should fire their manager, and they scored 8 straight runs.
See how that works? You text in pure panic, and it's reverse psychology. So what you should have said is the Royals should hire this manager.
Yeah.
Because that way they should extend him so the Royals can do this every year.
That's exactly right. Like, they've lost like 28-34 or something like that, and they were down 3-0 and then exploded for 8 unanswered, and I'm like,
Another shutout for the Royals, back-to-back shutouts. You think your offense is bad?
Yeah, good Lord. The Washington Nationals are not a very good baseball team, are they?
Yeah, you know, you hear the promo all the time. That's a game that after that victory, you can feel it in your plums.
Right.
And, you know, we've tried to tell you that, you know, it wasn't pretty. They just got done with their second 7-game losing streak.
Yep.
But then I reminded you, and I told Bob, and I told Mac that the last time they lost 7 in a row, they turned right around and won 5 of 6.
That's right.
After losing 7 in a row, they've now won 2 in a row. And the magic number is 3. Minnesota continues to try to hand you the division. You're tied with Detroit. Again, that's fine. You know, you're winning, they're winning. Nothing you can do about that except just keep winning.
Yeah.
And, you know, I tried to tell you. By the way, you're listening to Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. James is with us today, not Mac. He is off to see his first love of his life, which is not his fiance / wife, but Blink-182, The Killers, and others. But we try to tell you, like, you got to just go game by game.
Right.
And yeah, there was panic, and yeah, I felt like I was wrong, and yeah, the sky was turning gray, and everybody was kind of nervous because you were running out of time, and the project was about to be due. 2 massive wins and the final 6 games, now only 4, but a game today at 12:10, and Vern's pregame show will start at 11. And the thing about this is that when their backs are against the wall and the city is losing hope, here comes 2 big wins in a row, 2 shutouts in a row. You lose your starter. You're like,
Oh, crap. Yeah.
Lorenzen comes back. Those beautiful biceps are ready to throw some heat. Gets 2 people out. Here comes Daniel Lynch.
Right.
How about Daniel Lynch?
Give Daniel Lynch a round of applause. Lynch, he's pitching well lately, okay. Right? Yeah, he's doing a nice job.
How about Jim Halpert from The Office? Okay.
A little bit. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. A lot of bit.
Yeah, no, I get you a little bit there.
Damn doppelganger.
Yeah, I get you a little bit there.
Tyler Glass now is Killian Murphy. Daniel Lynch is Jim Halpert.
Okay.
And he has been fantastic.
He's been great the last, I don't know, 15, 16, 17 innings or whatever it's
almost
been, man.
Gives you that Hochaver vibe.
A little bit.
Right? Yeah. Moved to the bullpen, overall first round pick, number one overall pick, I believe. Maybe not number one overall, but I know it was a high pick in the first round.
He was up there with, this, I think Singer was the first pick of that draft. Actually, I may actually have not it Singer. Written down. Yeah, it was Lynch, Singer, Bubich, Coar. All those guys in that draft, it was Singer, Coar, Lynch, and Bubich were all picked in that 2018 or whatever it was draft. And some guys, look, some guys come to the major leagues and you're thinking to yourself, oh my God, they're a number one overall pick. They've got to be a starter and they've got to get the job done from the starting rotation standpoint. It just doesn't work that way. You draft 10 guys, you hope three of them, and that's the percentage, really, three of them do anything at the big league level. So you're talking about 30% of the guys. Mm-hmm. And so in that draft, you've seen Singer, you've seen Lynch, and you've seen Bubich all contribute to this team right now, right? Mm-hmm. Like Dayton Moore, I guess you could say, hit on all those guys because they're all big time contributors right now. I think Brady Singer probably is the one we have the most question marks about right now at this point in time. But, you know, he's a starter in your rotation. Lynch has become a very valuable bullpen piece, and Chris Bubich has become a very valuable bullpen piece. All of a sudden, those pitchers that they drafted look bad a year ago, don't look bad right now. And if they're contributing and you're winning games and you're getting into the postseason, those are good draft picks. And that's just the way it works in Major League Baseball. Not everybody's going to be Chris Sale, right? Not everybody's going to be an ace for your staff that you draft. You just want to get contributions. And Singer, Lynch, and Bubich right now are contributing in a big way for this ball club. And I think without Lynch in the bullpen and without Bubich in the bullpen right now, who the hell knows, you know, where this team is right now. But you got the win. You took care of a losing team again yesterday. And that's all you got to do at this point in time. If you were losing these games to the Washington Nationals, I think there would be a lot of concern setting in. They're not a very good team. Obviously, they're on the outside looking into the postseason. But you took care of business. You got the wins, and you move forward, and you continue to get closer and closer to wrapping this thing up. And that's the beauty of baseball. I mean, we talked about it in August. We said this was going to be a playoff team. It's the ebbs and flows of the season. You don't want to have too long of a losing streak, and you want to maximize your winning streaks. And I think the Royals have really done a good job with that. You mentioned the 2 7-game losing streaks to come, and yes, obviously, some.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Panic set in, but the Minnesota Twins gave you every opportunity in the last month of this season to run away with a playoff berth because they clearly have no interest in playing in October with the way that they're going right now. So you have an opportunity to grab a postseason berth as early as Friday, wrap this thing up, and get ready for the postseason. I do hate that Baltimore's playing good right now. They're beating up on the Yankees. I hate that right now. I hate the fact that the Tigers keep winning because, you know, you got to kind of keep pace with them and they've got to kind of keep pace with you. I'd like to see them slip back, you know, a little bit so you can make sure that you get that spot locked up so you do play Baltimore and you don't have to go to Houston.
Right.
But, you know, these next couple of days are going to be very interesting to see how all of this shakes out. One more, as you mentioned today, with the Nationals. Mm-hmm. Their big ace is on the mound today. Patrick Corbin, I think, is pitching for them. And so we'll see what the Royals can do against a legitimate ace today from a hitting standpoint. And then this Atlanta thing. I don't know what's going on in Atlanta because their last two games, yesterday and today, have been turned into a doubleheader on Monday because because of that hurricane that's rolling in right now in Atlanta. Are the Royals going to be able to get to Atlanta after the game today? That's what I want to know. Are you flying into this storm that has canceled baseball games and canceled life down, you know, in the South? Are you going to be able to fly to Atlanta? Are those games going to be disrupted by what's going on? Like that whole scenario of losing those two games and switching them to a doubleheader Monday, I don't know what that's going to do for Atlanta. I don't know how they're going to approach it from a pitching standpoint, but I mean, that thing just got really interesting down there in Atlanta because of this weather that's happening right now. So you got to fight that off as well as you look to go into the postseason. But they're this close, man, this close to the postseason. Any combination of Royals wins and Twins losses that equal three, and we're in the postseason. And 10 years ago today, we got our first playoff berth in 29 years, Dusty. So it's a big day for the Royals. Go out there, finish off this Nationals team, and let's just move forward and get into the playoffs and see what happens.
Yeah, you mentioned the matchup today. Their ace is Patrick Corbin. He is 6-13 with a 5.58 ERA. Yeah. Michael Wacha, you're pretty much your anchor down the stretch outside of Cole Reagan's in this pitching staff. And the Royals sit two games ahead of Minnesota, 2.5 against Seattle, tied with Detroit. So technically they own that second wild card spot as well.
They're the fifth seed right now.
Yeah. Fifth seed. And look, I mean, the thing is, I love to admit when I'm wrong. I also love to admit when I'm right. Go ahead and mark this, Mac. September 19th, 8:15 in the morning. Dusty Likens here. Guarantee you the Royals will play playoff baseball on October 1st.
How you doing?
Try to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, I announced, what did I say, back in August they were going to the playoffs, right? Like, this shouldn't be a surprise, right, that this team is going to the playoffs. They have been one of the steadiest ball clubs in Major League Baseball all year long. Up until Vinny Pasquantino got hurt, what did they do? Lose three, four in a row max?
I think it was seven.
No, up until he got hurt. He got hurt.
I think their biggest losing streak was four.
Was four games.
Yeah.
Nobody else in baseball was doing that. That's the sign of a good baseball team. You never got into a big-time losing streak. It was just making sure you finish. And that's the difference between being a playoff team and being not a playoff team in all of professional sports. How do you finish down the stretch? That's why when you look at the Chiefs schedule and you see October is always wide open, there's never any home games in October now, they like the back end of the schedule to have those home games here as you lead into the postseason. It's all about finishing and finishing strong and putting your best foot forward at this point of the season. And I think the Royals have figured out a way to do that now. They've stemmed those 2 7-game losing streaks. They've got back on track. Opponent helps greatly in all of this. If they were playing a better opponent, who knows, you know, with the offense going the way. No, not at all. You take advantage of the schedule and you play the teams that are on there and that's what they've done. They've taken advantage of the schedule. They took advantage of the Chicago White Sox, man. Like, I know people still don't want to hear that, but going 12-1 against the Chicago White Sox is the difference between the Royals being in the playoffs and not being in the playoffs. Not every team went 12-1 against the Chicago White Sox this year. Should have done better against the Chicago White Sox. I don't think the Minnesota Twins did all that good against the White Sox this year. So they took advantage of their schedule. They took advantage of the teams that they were playing. They kept losing teams losing. They minimized losing streaks. They maximized those winning streaks, and they did everything that's necessary to be a postseason team. Now, I'm just ready for postseason baseball. I'm done with this regular season stuff. It's time to get this thing going in October and see what this Royals team is really all about before, you know, the Chiefs season gets into full speed and we're talking about the Super Bowl. So let's see, man. I love it. I love the fact that we're sitting here on a Thursday in the middle of football season, and we're talking about the Royals' magic number being three. We're talking about Daniel Lynch having new life. We're talking about guys out of the bullpen getting the job done for the first time maybe all year, right? A little rocky last night at the end, but they got the job done. We're talking about timely hitting. We're talking about great defense right now. These are the things that are necessary to win in October, and I'm just stoked, and I'm excited, and I'm ready for this thing to kind of take off and see what they can do when they face the bright lights of October baseball, man.
It is kind of ironic that your bullpen has been the biggest question mark all season. In the last two games, your bullpen has been fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And the two biggest games of the year,
right,
your bullpen has come through. Daniel Lynch comes in after getting only two outs by Lorenzen and, you know, throws some clean innings. And the night before that, the bullpen has to, you know, stretch after 8-9 pitches from Reagan's.
Yeah.
And in your two biggest games of the year, your bullpen looks great. They're throwing the lefties out there with that, you know, string of lefties they got in a row. And then it looks like Esig has finally, you know, kind of found his own.
So hopefully he's got it back, right?
Just like we always say in baseball, it doesn't matter how hot you are through the season. Just get hot at the right time.
The right time
is right now.
And you look at last year, right? Yeah. Like the Rangers and Diamondbacks were both like wild card teams that nobody thought were going to do anything. And they both ended up meeting in the World Series. Anything can happen. The Royals were a wild card team 10 years ago today. Right. They clinched that wild card spot and they went all the way to game seven of the World Series. You don't have to win your division. You just have to be playing good baseball.
Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, James with you as well. We call the show Fesco and Dusty. And coming up on the other side, the newest addition to the Chiefs has spoken. What did he say? We'll play it for you here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.